With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Five GOP hopefuls have taken the stage to make their case to voters. As with the first two debates, former President Donald Trump is skipping the event.
The five Republican hopefuls kicked off the debate by making a case to voters on why they would make a better candidate than GOP frontrunner Trump. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie continues to pull no punches when it comes to taking swings at Trump for his legal troubles. He was joined by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley in criticizing the former president. Republican presidential contender Vivek Ramaswamy took a swipe at Haley, likening her to, quote, Dick Cheney in three-inch heels.
Correspondent Edwin Moore reporting. Ivanka Trump takes the witness stand in the civil fraud trial that is publicly probing the Trump family business, a lawsuit that she was once named in but has been dropped from. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ivanka Trump entered the New York courtroom with a confident high-heeled stride.
How are you feeling, Ivanka?
But without a comment. Ivanka Trump could not recall when asked about company finances. She had stopped working there to take a role in his presidency. Other times, she said she was not involved in preparing her father's financial statements. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who filed the lawsuit, says that's not true.
The facts will reveal that, in fact, that she was very much involved.
At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Pentagon says the U.S. has launched an airstrike on a site in eastern Syria. It targeted a facility linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is SRN News. The nation's attorneys general are split on parental rights.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sexual harassment has killed a Catholic church in Baltimore. The archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor was recently suspended from ministry and no new priests are available. Pascal Morlino was dismissed because he admitted to making a payment several years ago to settle sexual harassment allegations by another man. This is SRN News. A strike in Las Vegas has been averted.
The Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a tentative deal with casino giant Caesars Entertainment. The five-year deal announced by the union marks a major breakthrough after several months of unsuccessful negotiations. It comes just days before tens of thousands of hospitality workers could walk off the job and onto picket lines. Deals have still not been reached with MGM Resorts International and Wynn Resorts. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft and Meta released initiatives designed to help voters know when they see a political ad containing altered images, video, or audio. Meta owns Facebook and Instagram and says it'll put labels on political ads created using artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, Microsoft unveiled new tools intended to help voters and candidates know if ads have been altered. Tech companies have been criticized for not doing more to address AI. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.